This is Ray Hadley in the Morning, right across Australia.
There's never been a better time to look after your family with funeral insurance from Insurance Line. Because for a limited time only, sign up and get a great extra. A $100 voucher redeemable for a gift card from one of 50 leading brands. Insurance Line makes funeral insurance easier to afford, with premiums that are guaranteed never to go up, so long as you don't make changes to your policy. Don't wait. Get funeral insurance today. Call Insurance Line on 13 55 65 or search Great Extra now. Before purchasing, please consider the PDS available at insuranceline.com.au/greatextra and for offer terms and conditions. Promoted by Insurance Line. Insurance issued by TAL Life Limited.
Escape to the world's best skiing resorts with the best deals from SkiMax. Europe, Japan, USA, Canada. And SkiMax will organise the hottest deals on the world's best powder from ski hire to accommodation. SkiMax.com.au.
The personal loan got his finances sorted. The finances sorted meant he could stop stressing. Stopping stressing meant he could spend more time with the kids. Time with the kids made him a better dad. The better dad made him a better husband. The better husband took his wife on a second honeymoon, without the kids. It only takes one thing to get you on your way. GE Money offers personal loans with one of the lowest rates in the market. Search GE Money to find out more. Approval criteria, terms and conditions apply.
So this is very exciting. The marvellous David Suchet, who we all know as the famous Poirot from the ABC TV series, is coming to Sydney this year. He'll be performing in a play called The Last Confession, at the Theatre Royal for 3 weeks only. The play is about the death of Pope John Paul I in 1978 and the circumstances surrounding it. A murder mystery of biblical proportions. Think Agatha Christie meets the Vatican. Book today at Ticketmaster.
Sanity, proud partner of the Ray Hadley Morning Show and the Continuous Call Team first leg of the final farewell tour 2014. For the latest CDs and DVDs, shop in store or online at sanity.com.au. Sanity, great service, great value.
Oh, when you need new blinds, you might like my lyrics. Call 1-3-BLINDS-1-3-2-5-4-6.
Oh, the Blind Factory, the Blind Factory.
To have the blinds you love like me. Yes, the Blind Factory. Oh, we're out of time.
Recently, you may have seen a deluxe 18-day Canada-Alaska Grand Tour advertised for around $10,000 per person, which includes your airfares, cruise, and signature five-star accommodation. But we certainly hope you haven't booked it, because Webjet Exclusives is offering virtually the same tour from just $6,770. To take up this once-in-a-lifetime offer, go direct to exclusives.webjet.com.au. Full conditions are on site.
You're listening to Ray Hadley in the Morning on 2GB 873 and network stations across Australia.
Bike lanes, crowded trains, carbon tax, climate change, fracking mess, mortgage stress, frowning more and smiling less. Weary cops, taser shots, drive-bys, gunshots, he pleads.
Well, good morning and welcome. Belatedly, at 12 minutes past nine, we've had a catastrophic failure of equipment here. I've got no bloody idea what's happening, but I'm now sitting in a little booth removed from our studio. It's Tuesday, the 29th of July. There are people running left, right and centre trying to find out what's happened, but basically there's a smell outside that would suggest the station's almost blown up. But we're still here on 2GB and stations on the Macquarie Regional, Southern Cross and Capital Radio Networks. A top of 22 in the city of Sydney, about the same out west. We'll check the weather across the rest of the listening area shortly. And no matter where you are, the number is the same, 131873. Or you can email me, rayhadley.com, 2gb.com, and access information from the program by going to facebook.com/ The Ray Hadley Morning Show. Now, Bowen, because I've been running between the news booth and the studio, how many breaks have we taken, if any?
One break, Ray.
One break, Bowie. Okay, thank you. Well, in the 13 years I've been broadcasting on this network, this has never happened before. And by the bloody hill, it better not happen again. But anyway, I guess things do happen. We don't know why they happen, but they do. Disgraced former Speaker and political rat Peter Slipper, found guilty of ripping off taxpayers when he indulged in a penchant for trips to Canberra, fined wineries as a federal coalition MP. Look, they're saying he can get 5 years. He won't get 5 years, obviously. That'll be a matter for the AC Chief Magistrate Lorraine Walker. But it's not the first time Mr. Slipper used cabs for personal reasons, using government taxi dockers to ferry him around places. Some time ago, you might remember, I documented the former Speaker's use of dockets while going between bars and hotels in Sydney in the wee small hours of the morning. It appears he thought as a politician and later as a Speaker that he had the right to simply use our money for his personal use. Now, I don't know. You see, if a police officer does the wrong thing, they face a far more severe penalty than a bloke on the street. Now, I don't know whether this applies to politicians. Probably should. He held the highest office in the country as a Speaker of the Parliament. And he had some bloke in the car with him. I've got no idea who the bloke is. And I don't think that bloke's been identified. He's got a reputation as a big spender, particularly when it's not his money. Now, the photo on the front page of the Daily Telegraph is instructive. He is a dirty rat. And I guess he should be sent to jail, even though it's only $954. But it's the principle involved, that it's our money, and he still won't admit that he was doing the wrong thing. And it's beyond anyone's belief. Dutch and Australian police are still kept out of the MH17 rescue area. Now, I heard the Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, speaking this morning about the fact that they'd been called to the area and they got 16 kilometres away from it and were turned back yet again. Now, the Prime Minister was wanting to talk to me this morning, and I hope I'm able to do that, given the constraints of where I am at the moment in the radio station. But if we can, we'll talk to him. He phoned through early this morning, his office, and said, can we have a yarn? And I'm more than happy to have a yarn to see exactly what he can do in relation to Mr. Putin, and perhaps put some pressure on him. Whether that happens or not, I'm not quite sure. There's another decision we need to talk about today, and that's from the High Court. Excuse me, the cough button doesn't work either. I just noticed, so nothing works. Normally you press a button and you can cough. Now, I press the cough button and you can still hear me coughing, so I do. Please excuse me for being rude, but not much I can do. Asylum case collapsing. The High Court case launched by 157 asylum seekers against the federal government. Can I get a cup of tea in here, please? Because it's very, very dusty. It's very, very dusty. So can I get a cup of tea in here? Thank you. What I might do is take a break, clear the throat and come back with a little more.
People always say it's the little things that make a difference. But sometimes big things happen that can make a difference to your life, impacting your work and relationships. That's when you turn to Bryden's lawyers. Bryden's tackle and win big cases, but focus on the little things like making house calls, speaking your language, and being available. So if your life's been affected by someone else's actions, trust Bryden's lawyers to protect your future.
Call 1800 848 848.
NRL fans, this is it. Your chance to experience the intensity and excitement of an NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final live.
Grand Final is underway.
The two best teams battling it out for Rugby League's ultimate prize.
Oh, that is just electric. That's indescribable football.
The 2014 NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final, October 5, ANZ Stadium. It's the biggest event on the sporting calendar and it's on in Sydney. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. Thursday. Get your tickets at tickertech.com.au/NRL Grand Final.
We've fought on the rugby field and gone head-to-head on the cricket pitch. It's Australia versus New Zealand in a battle around the world. Lucky we have Jared.
Damn those bloody Kiwis. We're the wrong bloody way. Bloody Cambodia.
It's gonna be epic.
Oh, bloody hell.
Enjoy a local Thai massage.
It's all in Thailand language, not English language.
Australia versus New Zealand. New The Amazing Race. Starts Monday after X Factor on 7.
ANZ is pledging to lend $2 billion to new small businesses, which could be very handy for a new handyman business. A tasty chance to get into the frozen yoga trade or open up some opportunities for a locksmith. So, whether you need $20,000, $200,000 or more, search ANZ Lending Pledge to find your local ANZ small business specialist. The ANZ $2 billion lending pledge. Big support for new small businesses. All applications for credit are subject to ANZ's credit assessment criteria.
TPG gives you unlimited ADSL2 Plus and home phone line rental. Plus, unlimited local and standard national calls to landlines. Plus, 100 international minutes per month. Plus, a Wi-Fi modem. All for $69.99 a month. Yep, $69.99 a month.
TPG.com.au.
Min price $1,790 includes $10 delivery, $20 prepayment and $79.95 set up on a 24-month contract. For coverage and terms, see website.
At Holden, you can count on us for our best range ever, plus great drive-away deals, plus even more value this month with a 5-year warranty and 3 years free servicing on every new Holden, like the Trax LS with MyLink technology and rear-view camera from just $24,990 drive-away, plus a $1,000 factory bonus. With a 5-year warranty, plus 3 years free servicing, it all adds up to no worries from Holden.
Offer available on Trax LS manual, sold and delivered before July 31. Conditions apply. See holden.com.au for details.
This is the Ray Hadley Morning Show on 2GB 873. Thanks to Dildam Developments, built for life.
By the way, I'm welcome back. This is a bit of chaos here. We found out what the problem is. Now, you'll be fascinated to know that a module in the control room is blown up, which blows all the studios up. Now, when I went off air before and said it's too dusty in here, Bowen informs me it was actually smoke. So we might need some respirators in here, because when I started coughing and spluttering like a rat in a chaff bag, it was apparently smoke coming out of the control room into this room, or out of the control panel into this room. So let me assure you that we've got through some tough times, but this will be the toughest 3 hours I've got through, because apart from having a little bit of a sniffle, every now and then a puff of smoke comes into the studio. Now, we got a call from Darren at Appin Road, a rest area, Appin Road South, past the Cataract Dam turnoff. New South Wales Police tell us they've investigating a possible body found in a car out there, Darren. So that's what that's all about. That's why there's police activity in the area. I was about to tell you about the asylum case, and we can take, can we take calls, Bowen, or not? We can take calls, can we? Oh, well, there you go. Will we on delay? We don't.